Intelligent, sharp, connected. It's Early Edition with Kate Hawksby. Thanks to oneroof.co.nz. Search for your next property. Use TalkZB.
Kate, carbon tax changes nothing other than stealing more money. They are oxygen thieves. Thank you very much for your feedback. You can get me on the text 9292. It is 20 past five. Well, scammers are putting people off buying tickets online for M&M. Problem is, too many people have been burnt by dodgy resellers, so they're taking extra caution to ensure resellers are legitimate, but it does mean many tickets are remaining unsold. Even those trying to sell their unwanted tickets on Facebook are struggling. One woman told us she's been trying to sell her tickets for 3 months, but she's had no takers. Well, Dr. Eric Crampton is the chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative and joins me now. Morning, Eric.
Good morning.
This all stems from Viagogo, obviously. So I guess people are right to worry about resellers, aren't they?
Well, it's a difficult problem. In any of these kinds of markets where you're not going through the authorized reseller, you have to prove somehow to the buyer that what you're offering for sale is legitimate. So if we went back in time 30 or 40 years and we were looking at printed cardboard tickets with a little bit of foil on them that you knew was legitimate, it was pretty easy to resell those. Maybe somebody had come up with a fancy printer to come up with a scam version, but you could be pretty confident that they hadn't. With the electronic tickets, you can't tell whether someone that's selling you the ticket has already sold that ticket to someone else. So then you get into interesting market problems. So if a vendor comes up with a good way of being able to assure customers that the ticket that they're selling is legit and that it hasn't been resold many times, then people want to buy a ticket.
Some venues, though, do vouch for the authenticity of the resale market, don't they? Oh, Eric, I've lost you. Have you wandered out of range? You're there?
I'm still here. Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, some venues vouch for the authenticity, don't they?
Yeah, I understand that if you go through Ticketmaster, if they were the ones who issued the ticket in the first place, they can withdraw the initial ticket and then issue a new one. If you go through any of the secondary sites, whether it's Viagogo or trying to get it onto Trade Me, which doesn't really like doing ticket resales, so it won't really work very well there, or elsewhere on Facebook, you have to find some way of proving that you're trustworthy. So there are profits to be had by somebody who manages to do this well if you don't want to go through Ticketmaster, but it's a challenging problem.
What's your best advice for those hunting around for tickets on the resale market? Because, I mean, I can't help thinking it's still a bit of a gamble buying from a reseller.
Well, it is, especially through sites like Viagogo that haven't yet come up with great ways around this. The advice would be, I guess, to look for someone who seems trustworthy, whose name is the name that's printed on the ticket, and that you've got good contact details on, so that if it turns out that the ticket was sold multiple times, you've got some way of trying to go for recourse.
Eric, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning. Dr. Eric Crampton, who is the chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative. It is a terrifying time when you're on a reselling, unless it's legit, as you said. I think Ticketmaster run one that's, you know, the real deal.